Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, grown and sexy on a Sunday. Please say yes. Good evening, everyone. Listen, this is Miss Controversy Bird in the house. Can you guys hear me well?
Yes, you're in the building.
I'm in the building. Listen, it's Dee Marie on the line. Welcome, Dee Marie.
Hey.
Let me give you a Miami welcome. Shoot 'em up. Listen,
It's your birthday.
So as you can see,
in August, Miss Controversy.
That's right. We turn it up for the Mo Better Miami session, the Mo Better Miami episodes. As you can see, we're turned up. We're tuned in. And we're turned on to the show right now. So happy to be here. And we're going to get right into it out the gate. All right. So tonight's show topic is called Flowetry. As you can see, those of you that are into that neo soul that I brought, you know, off the top. Flowetry, it's the art of going with the flow. And I want to know, you know, what's been going on out there with our listeners, our supporters, with the issue of going with the flow. I think there's a lot of rewards that await us when we go with the flow. And so I think we need to reevaluate what we're doing and how we're doing it so we can get more enjoyment out of life. Don't you agree? Sounds so beautiful. Don't you agree?
I do agree, and I like that flowetry a lot. That took me back.
Okay,
I was in
so
Atlanta riding the train, listening to Jill Scott, listening to Flowetry. Remember that back in the day?
Remember?
All the neo soul. Somebody was praying hard, like, Lord Jesus in the 70s. Like, I just want to hear something called neo soul. You may not know what that is, Lord, but it came through.
Okay, it came through.
I love that. It came through. So here we are on 2.0, a neo soul.
So 2.0, going with the flow, and in the energy and in the essence of music and of expression, that's what we want to bring to you tonight, is that there is so much to experience. Like those of you that may be feeling stagnant, that may be, if you find yourself in depression, if you find yourself complaining, I want you to stop, pause, and ask yourself, hey, am I going with the flow of things? Because you are the creator of your world right now. And so we just want to, again, raise your frequency as we always do on this show. That's our protocol. That's what we came to do. That's our purpose, is to help you vibrate a little bit higher. And so on that note, we want you to just do a quick self-assessment. Where do you feel blockage going on in your life? And where do you feel that you can increase the art of going with the flow? A lot of single women, you might want to turn up the going with the flow in your dating life. And mm-hmm. And also,
ouch.
And yeah, like we doing the
except
taboo part a little early. Like, yeah, go with the damn flow. Quit complaining. Yeah, I'm stepping on your little cute pedicure. Like, we need you to go with the flow right about now. And I'm not trying to step on anyone's toes, but I'm trying to get in your face about enjoying life, and that's what it's all about. So we need you to really tune in as we show you the art of going with the flow. And Z Marie, so we started out with the whole relationship thing, as all the singles, all my single ladies, go with the flow, and maybe you'll have a man. I'm just saying. And then I'm talking to myself too, because right now, you know, I'm single, but I'm I'm actively single. Like it's a lot going on over here. But so in the professional aspect, with going with the flow, Z Marie, can you talk to us a little bit about how we can go with the flow and really connect with who we are and what we have going on the professional note as far as taking days off?
Yes. You know, Ms. Controversy, mental health days is a phrase that I hear a lot for the last year or so. So I think that was definitely invented by people of color because we all know that the establishment is mostly not us. And sometimes after being in that world, after having that role on TV, after being, you know, so ensconced in it and then coming home to your black or brown life, you're like, okay, I had enough. And sometimes you don't want to leave the house the next day back into the white fog. This is called a mental health day, okay? Ain't nothing wrong with you. Your arm all right, you know, you don't have a cold. You can walk, but you just can't. So that's a mental health day. I think that that's totally perhaps the establishment, the corporate world calls that a personal day. You know how you can call in to work and there's no questions mm-hmm. asked. I'm not sick. I'm not, you know, nobody died. I can't right now with y'all. So they just call it a personal day.
Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah, that's a mental health day for us. That's also a day. It could be a depression day. Let's keep it real. Like, clinical depression is something like if you, you know, can't get out of bed, feel uninspired, unengaged with the world for, like, 2 weeks, more than 2 weeks. So sometimes it's not clinical depression. You're not 2 weeks plus in the hole. But for a day or so, you need to just kind of regroup. You know, you're a little down in your spirit. And it's just not mm-hmm. Sunday, right? You can't get to the church house. It's just not Wednesday. You cannot get to a Bible study. So it's Monday or Tuesday like a mug, and you just need to take that day off. So, yeah, I think when it comes to work, those two things are something that I want the listeners to feel empowered to take. And just remember, don't be, you know, calling in like, I need a mental health day. You got to call it a personal day, boo. Call it a personal day.
Well, guess what? You know, with those either educators going back to work or just getting back into the swing of things, I'm pretty sure your HR department has had some type of presentation. And guess what? Short-term disability is in full effect. So what Z Marie is talking about, yes, some of you do need to take, like, that time off. Let me tell you that there's a high percentage of heart attacks happening on Monday morning between the hours of 6 and 9 a.m. because you don't want to go to work. Like, that's scientific. Okay, look, that's scientific. No, I'm just joking. But there's stats on that. Like, a lot of people are you know, in situations where they're not happy and they're stagnant and they're not going with the flow. So one of the aspects of the art of going with the flow is knowing your options, knowing that your job supplies or your benefits include short-term disability where you can take a month off or where you can take a year off. You might want to just do a whole nother change, move to a whole nother city just on a remix tip. Just get your mind right because you're going right with the flow. There's always a will where there's a way, you understand? So if your heart is telling you something, you know, you want to go with the flow. So the other aspect is listening to yourself. Listen to yourself because you may need to have that diva day off. You may need to have that day off or you need to just go get that wig right, that hair tight. You may need that day. Wait, first of all, let me just say this about black women because, you know, hair, we connected spiritually with our hair expression and this whole queen goddess theme that we got going on. Sometimes we do have to take a day off, okay, to get our hair right. I'm just saying. So even the coworkers and the students know, for those of you that are educators, the students know. They know you getting your hair braided. They know. They know you going for a personal day because when you come back, and you looking fabulous and you glowing, your nails done, your toes done. They know what time it is. So sometimes you
baby
do
hair
need
pumping.
To baby hair pumping with the little black gel right there. So, you know, sometimes you have to take initiative to do the things that you need to do and take care of what you need to take care of. So you have your diva days off where it's hair and nails, and you also have your D days off. And so all my single ladies, you know, vitamin D is important for you to get throughout the, you know, course of the work week sometimes. And you might need to pencil that in, schedule that in where you get your vitamin D. So we want you to know that it's okay. And your employer doesn't need to know that you have categorized your personal days into these different categories. They don't even care. All they know is you're not going to be in next. You understand?
Right.
They don't need to know the intricate details. So one of the other aspects of going with the flow, especially as it relates to dynamic days off, is only provide the needed information. Only provide the facts. Nobody wants the details. The details is what's going to get your behind, you know, under fire. The details is what's going to get you side-eyed and people worrying about what the hell you got going on. So, like, this is a perfect opportunity for me to introduce my our next guest because, you know, he and his crew happened to be in the hot seat at one point, you know, with employment because they orchestrated a dynamic day off, ladies and gentlemen. And if you never orchestrated a day off, I advise you to tune in and just listen in to what our special guest has to say. And we have Mr. DB Cutlass on the line. He's a hip hop artist, producer, health goon, you know, like my antenna's going up right there. Health goon, educator, entrepreneur, philosopher. I mean, it keeps going on and on, on and on. So I'm going to get ready to open up his line because I think his experience with orchestrating a dynamic day off, his experience with going with the flow will really help our listeners. So, Mr. DB Cutlass, are you in the building?
Yeah, hello?
Hello? Peace, welcome.
Oh, you can hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Matter of fact, we need you to duck down right now. Duck down. Because we shooting it up. Welcome. Welcome to the line.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. I truly do.
No problem. We appreciate you being on the line. We know you're under the weather right now. Like, I called
this
brother like 20 minutes ago. And he made himself available, so we're really grateful for your time and more importantly, your experience. Can you tell us about this infamous dynamic day off that you had at work and what came with it?
Oh, I can talk about that. Apparently, me and a couple other teachers and coworkers we orchestrated, a day off in which we all took the day off. And I guess that was kind of a red flag when I guess they seen that it was a bunch of teachers that are, you know, familiar with each other and our friends. And we all took the day off at the same time. So that kind of made it kind of skeptical of, what we were doing.
Did you say at the same damn time? Did you say you guys took the day off?
Yeah, we all took we're all familiar with, we're all cool with each other. I'm sure, you know, the administration, they knew that. And, there was really nothing in the rule books that said, teachers couldn't take the day off at the same time. So it's not like
right.
We did anything wrong. We just, it was just, I guess people deemed it as being wrong or whatnot because we all did it at the same time.
Well, what did you do? Like, on this day off, first of all, who was the mastermind behind it and, like, what was the energy behind it? Was, like, what, tell us about that.
I don't think there was anybody that was a mastermind. I think it was just a good idea because I think, as you know, as educators in general, sometimes you need a day off, like just to not be in the classroom, or just, you know, to do what you want, or just have the freedom to like have a free day and, you know, be in the flow of it. And
right.
I think it was Miss Fig. I think Miss Fig, she was the mastermind behind us taking the day off.
She's gonna kill us.
If she hears this, yeah. But I think she was the one that kind of approached me, like, yeah, we should take a day off and, you know, go to the beach, then go to eat, then go to the movies. And I was like, you know what? Yeah, I'm with it. That sounds good. And I
wow.
mean, I think that's what we did. Did we go to eat first, or we went to the beach?
It don't matter. Cause
yeah,
whatever y'all did, it was needed. It was a group effort, right?
Of course.
Not just any beach. You know, those of you out there listening, like, they went to the South Beach. Like,
yeah, we went to the bestest beach. Now, I remember we weren't too far from the Fountain Blue, so we were, like, roughly in that area, like, around the 40s, 50s.
So you telling me that you went with the flow. You went with the flow. You know, somebody approached you and said, hey, you know, let's hang out. And you guys went with the flow. But
yeah, plus I knew I was going to be in good company. It wasn't like, you know, people that I didn't like approach me and were like, hey, let's take the day off. I'm like, no, I don't know you.
Right.
I don't even like
right. You. So you're saying something huge right now. Z Maria, if you're listening the
yes.
way that I know you would, you hear him saying, like, in regards to going with the flow, that also consists of, you know, energies that match yours, or being around people that you know, share the same interests. And so that's one of the important things. And if you notice that you're in the company and of people and the energies are not matching, guess what? There's some resistance and there's no flow going on. So you definitely want to acknowledge and you know, honor energies that work well with each other. And so I'm glad that you and your teacher friends, your crew, that you guys took the day off. Now, the thing is, you know, him and his crew, they received some backlash because, you know, I'm going to let you, do you, can I say
right.
it, or do you, you, you can just
no, no,
go
no,
ahead
no.
and
I
let
mean,
them
I mean,
know what happened.
Let me go throughout the day. Like, all right, we went to the beach. We had enjoyable time at the beach. And then after the beach, we kind of got prepared, and we went to the movie theaters to watch the Angela Davis documentary, because they weren't showing it in any locations that were in our, you know, our close proximity. So we had to go to Aventura to watch it. So that was kind of like the basis for the trip, that it was going to be viewed in Aventura. So we had to take a trip. So we were like, all right, let's take the day off. And then, you know, that's what coerced the plan together, was really primarily to watch the documentary. And
that sounds like that's business related. That's education right there.
it really is. I mean, if they were showing the Angela Davis documentary in closer proximity, it'd be better. But since, you know, there's not a lot of you know, availability with those type of films, we had to go to Aventura. So, I mean,
that's right. So going with the flow means being creative. So
being
you can,
creative,
you know,
exactly. And innovative.
Reach your goals. That's right.
So the do's, I mean, the do's about going with the flow, or taking that day off is, like, you know, it's necessary. Make sure you plan ahead of time. Make sure, like you said, you're in the company of good energy, good people, good spirit,
mm-hmm.
Good food as well.
That's
make
right.
sure, as well as you make that time necessary in what you have to do. If you have to get something accomplished, mm-hmm. you just want to rest, meditate, work out. you know, do what you have to like, you know, just make that day fulfilling. And from a professional standard, it's necessary because sometimes you just need to, you need that free time. But I would say the don'ts, like, now we're in the age of, like, social media and things of that nature, and a lot of people, and they will have social media with social media within their professional setting. So sometimes you'll have your friends as a boss and people like that. And I would say what we learned from our experience, don't publicize it. And some people publicized it, and then that's that's what got us all in hot water with the whole situation, because I think they knew all the teachers in which took the day off. So it kind of, like, you know, it kind of created a backlash. People put it in on Instagram and put it on Facebook.
Right, you're damn right. I'm gonna be mad. I'm at work in the teacher's lounge. You know, I'm on break perusing through my Facebook, and I see y'all with sunglasses, toes in the sand.
I kind of had a premonition about it. I was like, look, don't put this, like, I told them, don't put me in the pictures or don't publicize it. But they still wrote my name behind it, and I was like, oh, man. Because I don't know, like, if it was, it's a man, like, I don't know if it's a, like, you know, like, I understand, like, I need to have my privacy and my personal time. I don't need to publicize everything. But I guess they wanted to publicize it to prove a point, and that's exactly what it did. It proved a point.
I guess it did.
Yeah, like, just know your surroundings and know what to publicize. And know not what to publicize. You know, not everybody doesn't need to know everything, you know?
Amen. Like, can we get an amen?
Yeah.
Amen.
Because, you know, it's some teacher who was like, I wasn't invited, I'm telling.
that's for real. That's exactly what happened. People felt like, that's not fair. I'm like, you know, how's that not fair? Like, we kind of requested it. We had our assignments ready for the kids. It's not like we just left out the blue. Like, it was preparation involved.
That's right. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry. I gotta chime in. Like, it was definitely, like, I'm always in my own little world at work. But when I found out about it, I was like, what's the big deal? And so I got an opportunity to hear both sides of the story. And you hit it right on the head. It's some do's that you need to make sure are in alignment, and there's some don'ts that you need to make sure are in alignment. And make sure it's what you want to do, you know. And if you did it, own it. You know what I mean? Sometimes people are not going to understand why you took a certain, why you took a certain day off, or why you took this particular time to do a particular thing. Sometimes it's nobody's freaking business of what you got going on. So
that's
to
true.
Go with the flow, right? To go with the flow, sometimes you have to keep things to yourself and keep it moving and keep it moving and just have fun. Like we said, some professionals are in these cubicles at the place of work. They're sad, they're depressed, they're a ticking time bomb, you know, whether it be emotional time bomb or, you know, for real.
Stress.
You might just, all of that, thinking about bills. So the art of going with the flow is really a dynamic look at self-help, at healing, at enjoying your life and just elevating above the normal. And so, you know, Z Marie and myself, we've been talking about this a little bit all week, and I saw Ferris Bueller, and I was like, whoa, not only was he prepared, you know, he had every intricate detail lined out from the doorbell. He had technology involved. Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine Ferris Bueller with with social media, what?
Oh,
it would have just been bananas. It would have been bananas, Z Marie.
Yes.
Exactly. So,
look,
ladies
Google
and gentlemen,
we would have been involved. It would have been real.
What? It would have been so live in full effect. And this is what we want you to walk away with after listening to the show, is that, you know what, I do need to take a personal inventory and figure out where am I not going with the flow, or where could I use a little bit more flow, where is it stagnant, and am I in the company of like energies, and what is it that I want? You know, a lot of times as we go to work, we don't realize that we are depriving ourselves of our personal needs and desires. And so balance is an underlining, you know, theme here. Have balance. That's why the corporate office, they don't care what your personal day is. They don't care. Do you. Just come back and do us later. That's all they care about. So a lot of times it's not necessary for other people to know your business. So know what you want. Know yourself. Know your work. I'm sorry. I had a Drake moment. you know, and keep, that's my taboo thing right there. I'm sorry, Z Marie, I know I went out of order, but you got the rest of the show. And before we let you on, if you want to connect with BB Cutlass, please check the show description. I put a link to his Facebook page, but I'm pretty sure he has some information to share with you, and then Z Marie is going to close out the show.
What, you want me to give my information?
Yeah, like if anybody wants to connect with a hip-hop artist, like producer, like entrepreneur, like educator, like philosopher, like health goon, like, oh, my gosh.
the best way to contact me is through, you know, either Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr. You know, you could just type in DB space Cutlass. If you want to connect with me on Instagram, is DB_Cutlass. I have my music up on SoundCloud, Bandcamp. So, you know, if you want to contact me, you know, just hit me up, link me up. I'll get back to you, whatever, you know, questions or referrals or guys you need. But other than that, I appreciate being on the show. Miss Controversy, this is good. I like this.
Well, thank you so much.
This was fun.
Okay.
I like this.
So that's DB Space Cutlass on Facebook. Okay, my friend request is coming at you.
Okay, go for it.
All right, so this is Z Marie on the mic. I have a top five for you guys in the Make It Fly So Damn High segment. This top five is about self-enjoyment. So you've peeped the show. You know that's what we've been talking about, taking a day off to enjoy yourself or to just not kill somebody, to just keep it down. All right, so my top five goes like this. Five is taking a drive. I love to get out, get a little wind. I don't have no hair, but the wind in my face, you know what I'm saying? Let the wind get in my face. Number four, feet in my face. So, Miss Controversy, one day, hopefully next Sunday, is going to have a show where she features some of her recipes. She has some really good recipes because I know her personally. I get first dibs, so feet in my face with something Miss Controversy has told me about is number four. Number three, meditating. So that was a key word on the show tonight. Meditating is easy. The whole point of meditation is for it to be effortless. So all the listeners out there, start getting your meditation on, whether it's for 5 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever. Number two is writing. A lot of you guys out there already know that I'm a writer. Check out ZaraMarie.com. Check me out at Zara Marie on Facebook as well. And number one is self-massage. Miss Controversy, you know I said it. We got to massage ourselves. If you know what I'm talking about, wink, wink. Okay, that's it. Bye.
Hey, listen, it's been real live on Vibrate and Elevate. Check us out, vibrateandelevate.com. Check me out, Elevated Health and Wealth. And it has been real. Listen, say yes. Flowetry in the building, the art of going with the flow. Take a dynamic day off, people. Enjoy yourself. Peace, peace.
Peace.